promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa. In the headlines, 18th AU summit ends in Addis Ababa but fails to elect a chairperson. 5 members of a family burnt to death in Kumasi. Human Rights Court orders BNI to produce DSP Gifty Tehoda in court today. Aid to former Nigerian military ruler Sani Abacha sentenced to death. Senegalese opposition activist released. And Chinese authorities detain 7 chemical company officials over river pollution. First, a summary by Ibrahim Kwatin.
President Mills is expected back home today after participating in the 18th ordinary session of heads of state and government of the AU in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The summit ended with neither of the candidates for the job of chairperson able to pull the 2/3 majority votes required. 5 members of a family have been burnt to death in Kumasi in what is suspected to be arson. 4 of them died in the fire, while the 5th died on admission at the Konfuanochi Teaching Hospital. The Human Rights Court in Accra has ordered the BNI to produce DSP Gifty Tehoda before the court tomorrow after her lawyer filed an application for bail. She is accused of aiding in the swapping of cocaine with sodium carbonate. A close aide to former Nigerian military ruler Sani Abacha has been sentenced to death by hanging for killing the wife of wealthy politician Moshood Abiola in 1996. Major Hamza Al Mustafa has been in detention over the killing since 1999, and 7 chemical company officials have been detained over industrial waste that polluted a river in China's Guangxi region. Cadmium pollutants were detected in the Longjiang River after tests were carried out on dead fish. The regional environment protection official, Feng Xianyan, said the level then was 80 times the official limit.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
The news in detail. The 18th ordinary session of heads of state and government of AU has ended in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. President John Evans Atanas will arrive home today after participating in the summit, which ended in an anticlimax when neither of the candidates for the job of chairperson of the AU Commission could pull the 2/3 majority votes required. President Mills delivered the keynote address on boosting intra-African trade, which was the theme for the summit. He unveiled the statue of Ghana's first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, together with 2 of Dr. Nkrumah's children, Samia and Francis. Neither incumbent Jean Ping nor South African Home Affairs Minister Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma managed to secure the 2/3 of votes needed to become the administrative head of the AU. Deputy Chairperson Erastus Mwencha from Kenya will now act as chairperson until the next AU summit in July in Lilongwe, Malawi, where a new contest will be held. But Mr. Ping will not be eligible to compete. His failure to secure 2/3 of the vote, despite being the incumbent, is seen as a vote of no confidence. Though Madame Dlamini-Zuma later withdrew from the race, according to the rules, Mr. Ping still failed to obtain a 2/3 majority vote. 5 members of the same family have been burnt to death at Swame in Kumasi in what is suspected to be arson. 4 of them died in the fire, while the 5th, 24-year-old Beatrice Ajimain, died on admission at the Accident and Emergency Center of the Konfuanochi Teaching Hospital. His brother, Theophilus Ajimain, who is a student of Cape Coast University, suffered severe burns and is still on admission at the hospital. Our correspondent, Nicolas Osewusu, has filed this report.
A family spokesperson, Kwabena Boateng, named the dead as Efuajewa, 46, Kofi Wusu, 13, his grandmother, Beatrice Nda, 76, and Efo, 80. The children's father, Kwame Ajiman, who is believed to have locked the main gate to the house and set the house ablaze, has not been seen since late yesterday and is being sought after by the Swami police. The spokesperson told the Kumasi Metropolitan Chief Executive Samuel Sapon during a visit to the scene that the couple, Kwame Ajiman and Efuajiwa, have been married for a very long time, but the marriage fell on rocks recently. According to Mr. Boateng, a court in Kumasi was scheduled to rule on a divorce application tomorrow. He said the couple picked a quarrel yesterday, after which Ajiman left. However, he was believed to have returned late in the night, changed the padlocks of the house's main gate, and set the house ablaze. The Kumasi Metropolitan Chief Executive Samuel Sapon consoled the bereaved family and also visited Theophilus Ajiman at the Accident and Emergency Center of the Konfanochi Teaching Hospital. He assured them of the KMA's support in this trying moment. Mr. Sapon, who is also chairman of the Kumasi Metropolitan Security Committee, said he would ensure that the perpetrator is apprehended and dealt with according to the law. Meanwhile, the charred bodies have been deposited at the morgue of the Konfanochi Teaching Hospital for autopsy.
That was a report filed by Nicholas Efewusu in Kumasi. The Kolibu Teaching Hospital has denied that the methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA, which was detected in the children's emergency ward at the weekend, has reached alarming proportions. Interacting with journalists, the director of medical affairs at the hospital, Professor Ifuahese, explained that the bacteria is dangerous to persons with low immunity and that no new cases will be admitted into the children's ward. She noted that 5 children on admission at the ward were diagnosed with the MRSA, adding that out of the 64 deaths recorded at the children's ward last month, 3 of them had traces of the MRSA. Augustus Akwe was among the journalists and has found this report.
Methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA, is a bacterial infection that is responsible for many infections in humans and is difficult to treat. The type of bacterial infection develops a resistance to antibiotics like penicillin. MRSA, by their nature, cannot be treated by standard types of antibiotics, a fact that makes it very dangerous. It was discovered in 1961 in the UK. The Director of Medical Affairs at the Kolibu Teaching Hospital, Professor Ifuahese, said as a major referral facility for children needing specialist attention, halting admissions of new patients to the center is in the right direction.
If somebody who doesn't have a good immune system, such as the very young or the very old, or people who are HIV positive, or people who have chronic diseases, come into contact with this specific type of bacteria or germ, which has become resistant to every antibiotic, it will rapidly take over the body and will usually lead to death. So when you come across this antibiotic resistant organism, you have to take all possible precautions to prevent the spread to people. It's usually not harmful to people who are well, but when you have very ill people, then it becomes a problem.
The board chairman of the hospital, the Reverend Professor Seth Aiti, said the situation has brought to the fore the streamlining of access and use of antibiotics. He said many people are fond of not taking the full course of or abusing antibiotics prescribed to them. Such practices, he said, contribute to conditions like the MRSA. He said bacteria constantly develop resistance to antibiotics, and so care must be taken in the use of medicines meant to fight bacterial infections. He asked the public to cultivate good hygienic practices, especially when coughing, sneezing, and disposing of waste. Precautionary measures taken by the hospital include testing both patients and staff of the ward and disinfecting the ward. Augustus Akwe for Radio Ghana News.
The detection of breast cancer has received a further boost with the donation of 4 mammogram machines to the radiology department of the Kolibu Teaching Hospital. This is to enhance the early detection of breast cancer in people, especially women. Presenting the equipment to the department, the Canadian High Commissioner to Ghana, Trudy Cunningham, said the equipment will help reduce breast cancer, which is a major cause of death in Ghanaian women. She noted that early detection will also help to reduce the level of the cancer cells in infected women. A report by Helen Kuju and Antoinette Akotobamfu.
Recent survey showed that out of 47,000 breast cancer patients nationwide, more than half are premenopausal, while the rest are postmenopausal. It also showed that Ghanaian women develop breast cancer 10 to 15 years earlier than whites, with the average age being 35 to 45 years. The Canadian High Commissioner to Ghana, Trudy Cunningham, called on women to screen their breasts regularly to avoid preventable death. The chief executive officer of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Professor Ni Otunate, said the equipment has come at the right time when management had decided to embark on new forms of healthcare for breast cancer. He said a new department is to be established for the care of breast cancer patients, adding that the disease is the leading cause of death in women. Professor Nate said the cost of the mammogram amounted to $110,000 Canadian.
Since last year, the hospital has embarked on establishing a new center of excellence in the care of breast cancer. The aim is to have all the specialists from radiotherapy, surgery, pathology, all of them will assemble in one place where they will hold specialist training and attend to these patients. As you are aware, death from breast cancer is the leading cause of death in women with cancer. Therefore, it is the aim of this hospital to establish this center, not only to treat and manage, but to offer screening services to all our women when they reach childbearing age.
He called on NGOs to support patients as the screening services will be expensive. The board chairman of the hospital, Professor Seth Aide, was happy about the initiative because the hospital's mammogram machine is too old and ineffective. He said Kolebu will keep one of the machines and send the rest to other regional hospitals.
This will be useful to Ghana because of the problem of cancer of the breast, which is quite common in Ghana. Early detection in cancer is key to treatment. And so we said, yes, give us all four if no one else is willing to take them. Kolebu cannot use all four. So we've contacted Konfanochi and we'll send one to them. I think they have one which is about 15 years old. Ours is about 20 years old. And then we also contacted Tamale Hospital and they will also be interested in one. And maybe we can think of all the water region and send another one there. This machine will make sure that our women are screened properly.
Professor Aide said more experts are being brought to boost the quality of healthcare in the country.
Helen Kuju and Antoinette Akotobanfo filed that report. The Deputy Upper West Regional Minister, Cesar Kale, says it is important for Ghanaians to change the perception that the North is associated with conflicts. He therefore challenged students from Northern Ghana to take keen interest in all spheres of national activities aimed at promoting peace. Mr. Kale, who said this during a meeting in Wa with members of the Upper West Regional Branch of the Northern Students' Union, asked the youth to guard against any plan by politicians to use them to foment trouble to achieve their parochial interests. Mr. Kale spoke to Augustus Akwe.
Over the years, the North has been described by other people who do not actually come from here as being synonymous to violence and conflict, which I think is unfortunate. The North, I think, is not synonymous to violence. We need to have a paradigm shift in our attitudes. We need to change the way we do things in the past. And even as students, we should make sure that we are not used to actually foment trouble, violence, and to cause conflict. We should be able to decipher from good and bad. And normally, many people, to achieve their parochial interests, want to use very active youth groups, especially even students. And over the years, part of the North, in particular, has been battling with creating the needed unity and peace that we need. It's not even in all the three northern regions that you have this kind of fragile peace in it. I can assure you that Upper West region, for the past 10 years, we have had absolute peace. The North, in general, actually need peace to be able to welcome any development any government is bringing.
Ghana has some hot spots with regards to electoral violence. As students who are role models in their various communities, what can the youth do to help forestall electoral disputes and violence come December?
For me, this country is seen as a beacon of hope in terms of our democratic credentials. We believe in multi-party democracy, and for that matter, nobody should think that one political party should just have it all. We should not use that as something that will create conflict. Now, if we are not careful and people use that to destroy the future, then we have nothing to inherit, even as we, you know, go into serious politics. They presidents should be very careful the kind of position they'll be taking. They should be very careful that politicians do not unduly use them to create violence and to do anything untoward. Because as I stated, the Northern boy is always seen as someone who is always called upon to salvage the situation when there is trouble, when there is confusion, when there is violence, and when there is conflict. But when there is joy and when there is prosperity, other people are being called. So this should be a lesson that the Northern student, the Northern youth should learn from. Gradually, there are a lot of changes actually happening, and we must take good advantages of all these changes in our development drive.
Deputy Upper West Regional Minister Cesar Kale talking to Augustus Akwee. A retired Supreme Court judge, Justice George Lamte, says the power of God is the foundation of the country's democracy. That is why the word of God is embodied in the country's constitution. Speaking at the 10th graduation of the Living Praise Bible Institute at Amamoli, near Pukwase in Accra, Justice George Lamte advised Ghanaians to cherish the word and serve God faithfully by showing a sense of commitment to the church and the nation. The ceremony was in collaboration with the Central Christian University of South Carolina, USA. We bring you a news desk report.
20 students took basic certificate in ministry, diploma in biblical studies, degree in theology, among others. Justice George Lamte asked ministers of the gospel to make Christ the center of ministration in the quest to transform the nation. The president and founder of Living Praise Bible Institute, Reverend Charles Nii Odatemil, said the school's vision is to train an army that will carry the gospel of Christ to the world. He called on the ordained ministers to offer themselves as a living sacrifice. The head of Temple of Glory Ministries at Lashibi, Reverend Jonathan Betterwill, who was ordained an apostle, on behalf of the newly ordained ministers, pledged to work towards the physical and spiritual growth of the churches and the nation in general. They will also help to educate people in the communities to ensure free, fair, and peaceful general elections this year. Reverend Betterwill called for unity and love among churches in order to proclaim the word of God.
Now the news desk report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. 18th AU summit ends in Addis Ababa but fails to elect a chairperson. Five members of a family burnt to death in Kumasi. Human Rights Court orders BNI to produce DSP Gifty Tehoda in court today. Aid to former Nigerian military ruler Sani Abacha sentenced to death. Senegalese opposition activists released and Chinese authorities detained seven chemical company officials for river pollution. Please stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
Welcome back. Deputy Minister of Information Samuel Okudjetua Blackwa has admonished the Institute of Public Relations and its members to impart their knowledge to all who engage in the act of communication, especially the non-professionals. He said this is very important since the Institute is embarking on a noble task of branding Ghana as the beacon of peace and democracy. Mr. Okudjetua Blackwa was speaking at the launch of the 40th anniversary and inauguration of Planning Committee for the Institute in Accra. He asked members of the Institute of Public Relations to use the celebration to reflect and take stock on how PR is being practiced today. Mr. Blackwa announced that government has rolled out code of ethics for all government communicators to help ensure quality and more civil discourse, which will focus on facts. It is also to increase quality research and deepen objectivity on discussions on the airwaves. The Okudjetua Blackwa said the theme for the Institute's anniversary, IPR at 40, consolidating the image of Ghana as a peaceful and democratic nation, is crucial since this year is an election year. The president of the Institute of Public Relations, Major Albert Donchebe, said the year-long celebration will provide the platform for members to reflect on the past as a loose association of PR professionals to its current state as an internationally recognized body responsible for the advancement of PR practice in Ghana. He said the Institute acknowledges Ghana's PLS stature as a beacon of stability, peace and progress in West Africa. The climax of the celebration will be a PR Excellence Awards and dinner ball. The West African chapter of the African Public Relations Association will also be established. The police have commended the winners Progressive Transport Owners Association, which has 78 members, for not recording any accidents last year. DSP Hans Setcher from the National Police MTTU said the achievement by the association is worth emulating. He advised all drivers to adhere to road safety regulations to reduce the carnage on the road. DSP Setcher said this at the annual Best Drivers Award ceremony by ProTour in Accra. The ceremony was to acknowledge its members for adhering to road safety regulations and ensuring an accident-free year. Sandra Danso reports.
This is the first time the Transport Union has organized an award ceremony to motivate drivers to always comply with road safety regulations. The winners, Progressive Transport Owners Association, did not record any accidents last year. DSP Hans Sichor from the National MTTU noted that the achievement by the association is worth emulating. He, however, expressed worry that road accidents keep rising every year, adding that the country recorded 2,330 accidents last year. DSP Sichor called for more education on road safety to help reduce the canker.
When it comes to the Christmas period, the volume of vehicles on our roads sounds like they are great. So vehicles that are not even roadworthy all take advantage, and then they want to take advantage of the Christmas season to also make money. And in some cases, we look at even, it might not be the number of vehicles involved in the accident, but we look at even the occupancy of the vehicle. One vehicle, maybe a bus, when it's involved in accident, you can hear more about 30 or 40 people can die in one accident. So that can even make the accident rate increase. It might not necessarily be the number of vehicles that are involved in accident. So that can even also increase the rate at which we record it a high accident on our road.
The Deputy Director of Research, Monitoring and Evaluation at the National Road Safety Commission, Rudolph Beckley, said the NRSC is concerned about drivers since they contribute to the development of the country. Mr. Beckley challenged transport operators to invest in the training and welfare of drivers to ensure safety. Four drivers were awarded, with Dan Bandy emerging the overall winner. His award was two bundles of roofing sheets.
A report by Sandra Danso. The Human Rights Court in Accra has ordered the DNI to produce DSP Gifty Maunyega Tewoda before the court today. DSP Tehuda is accused of aiding in the swapping of cocaine with sodium carbonate. DSP Tehuda was put before the circuit court 2 weeks ago and remanded into custody. Following this, her lawyer filed an application for bail at the Human Rights Court. However, the judge, Justice Kofi Esau Mensah, asked that she should be produced in court before he can rule on the matter. On the international front, a Senegalese opposition activist, Alion Tin, has been released after spending 2 days in detention. Mr. Tin is a member of the opposition June 23 movement, M23, formed after countrywide protests last year against incumbent President Abdoulaye Wade's plan to run for a third term. Mr. Tin told the media that he has been freed without charge. Yesterday, police reportedly shot and killed 2 people during anti-Wade protests. A close aide to former Nigerian military ruler Sani Abacha has been sentenced to death by hanging for killing the wife of politician Moshooda Bula in 1996. Major Hamza al-Mustafa has been in detention since 1999 over the killing. Mr. Bula is widely believed to have won the 1993 election, which was annulled by Nigeria's junta. His wife, Kudirat, was shot dead in 1996. Abacha and Abiola both died in 1998, paving the way for the end of decades of military rule the following year. Mustafa, Abacha's security chief, had denied the charge. 7 chemical company officials have been detained over industrial waste that polluted a river in China's Guangxi region. Cadmium pollutants were detected in the Longjiang River on January 15 after tests were carried out on dead fish. The regional environment protection official, Feng Zhenyan, said the level then was 80 times the official limit. Teams have been putting neutralizing chemicals into the river to treat the contamination. Mr. Feng, who is also a spokesman for the Emergency Response Center managing the spill, did not name the 7 people at the press briefing yesterday, but said one of the companies involved was in the city of Hechi. Officials said on Saturday that cadmium levels at the source of the pollution near the Lalang Reservoir had normalized. Football. Cote d'Ivoire and Sudan have qualified in Group B to the next stage of the Africa Cup of Nations Championship in Malabo. Cote d'Ivoire beat Angola by 2-0, while Sudan also beat Burkina Faso 2-1 to move to the second place. Angola conceded 5 goals and scored 4, while Sudan conceded 4 and scored 4. By this margin, Sudan qualifies for the next stage, the first since 1970. There were wild celebrations from Sudan's players in the middle of the field in Bata as the final whistle blew. In both matches, the team scored a goal in each half. Burkina Faso scored a consolation goal in the dying minutes of the match, and that did not change their fortunes. The right to play in the capital Libreville will be at stake when co-hosts Gabon meet Tunisia today. Both teams are already through to the last eight, with Gabon just needing a draw to contest their quarterfinal in Libreville. Meanwhile, Tunisia's coach Sami Trabelsi appears more concerned about having a full squad to choose from for their last eight clash than for the Gabon game. The other Group C match is all about pride, as the quarterfinal hopes for both Niger and Morocco ended with last-minute defeats on Friday. Ibrahim Kwarteng with editorials of today's papers.
Africa needs a stable environment is how the Daily Graphic titles its editorial. According to the paper, Africa needs stability and a conducive business environment to attract the requisite investment to create employment opportunities for the youth, as the continent is currently saddled with a large number of unemployed graduates. In the paper, the Arab Spring, which led to the collapse of regimes in Libya, Tunisia, Egypt, and the current unrest in some Middle East countries, should serve as warning to leaders that they can no longer take the will of the people for granted. It said, the recognition granted Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, by the AU, demonstrates the leadership role of Ghana on a continent beset with poverty, disease, and underdevelopment. And that was the editorial of the Graphic, presented by Ibrahim Kwarteng.
So in the news, the main points again. President Mills is expected back home today after participating in the 18th ordinary session of heads of state and government of the AU in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The summit ended without electing a chairperson. 5 members of a family have been burnt to death in Kumasi in what is suspected to be arson. 4 of them died in the fire, whilst the 5th died on admission at the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital. The Human Rights Court in Accra has ordered the BNI to produce DSP Gifty Maunyega Tewuda before the court today after her lawyer filed an application for bail. A close aide to former Nigerian military ruler Sani Abacha has been sentenced to death by hanging for killing the wife of wealthy politician Moshood Abiola in 1996. Major Hamza al-Mustafa has been in detention over the killing since 1999. And 7 chemical company officials have been detained over industrial waste that polluted a river in China's Guangxi region. The news was presented by Samuel Essa, Nakra.